A Voice for the Farmer. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Berniston.
Farm Bureau is very important to me. It's my voice as a farmer. You know, like each and every farmer, I've got a full workload here tending to the farm, but it's very important to have Farm Bureau, a national organization that voices opinion of the farmer, knows what, you know, knows what's right, understands what we're faced with every day, and it's just, it means a lot to me to know that I'm a member of the Farm Bureau, and the Farm Bureau represents us, the farmers.
White County farmer Jacob Sparkman farms with his family on 1,100 acres where they row crop, have beef cows, and run a dairy. He also works for the Tennessee Farmers Co-op. Sparkman says Farm Bureau was one of the organization he counts on, and Josh Ogle of Lincoln County says Farm Bureau plays a crucial role for the farmer.
Farm Bureau is definitely a vital role and the key playing, I think, in our legislation as far as what they do and the stand they take on things. And really, really makes me feel good to know that, hey, they're also wanting to promote the family farm. They're wanting us to stay in business in the future. And I think farming is the vital part of this country, and I think it's the backbone and the foundation of what we do.
Now Ogle farms around 4,400 acres of cotton, corn, soybeans, and sunflowers near Flintville. He says that Farm Bureau takes a stand for him and every farmer in the state and nation.
Farm Bureau offers lots of services to us that we can get other places. But what we can't get other places is the representation in Nashville and Washington. People with like minds go to bat for us in legislation. And I think that's the biggest part. To me, that's the biggest part of Farm Bureau is what they do for us at the government level.
Scotty Ogg of Weakley County farms 2,100 acres of row crops and beef cattle near Dresden and says what Farm Bureau represents to both the public and the farm is priceless. Have a safe day and join us next time on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.